Perhaps you've approached a toll booth too fast, but those rumble strips alerted you to hit the brakes. Maybe you've noticed how a road configuration changed and people drive slower and more carefully. Those roadway changes just don't happen. They're the result of work by local road and transportation agencies all over the country. The best ones are eligible for innovation awards from the Federal Transportation Department. Joining me with more, Greg Cohen, Executive Director of the Roadway Safety Foundation, and Michael Griffith, Director of the Federal Highway Administration's Office of Safety Technology. Gentlemen, good to have you in.
Great to be here.
Great to be here.
So why don't we start with you, Michael? Tell us, what's the general state of road safety in the United States?
If you go back and look at the past several decades, back in the early 1970s, we were losing almost 55,000 people on the nation's highways. And the federal government, state government, local governments, in partnership together, have made significant progress since the 1970s. There have been significant reductions in the number of people that have been killed on our nation's highways. In 2015, we had about just over, we actually had 35,092 people lose their lives, which is obviously very tragic, but it's obviously a much lower number than when we were back in the 1970s.
So it's not just the vehicles that have changed, but actually the roads themselves.
Absolutely. There's been significant changes to the roadways in terms of the safety improvements made. You mentioned rumble strips. There's rumble strips on the shoulder of roads. There's high friction surface treatments put on horizontal curves to make them safer as people navigate them, and a number of other safety improvements.
Well, as a motorcycle rider, runner, cyclist, and driver, I'm glad for all of that. And Greg, tell us how this happens at the state and local level.
We see it as sort of a race to the top. There's an effort, and right now the states have a highway safety program where there's funds allocated by the federal government. They can be used on all public roads. So that covers state and local. And they learn from each other. And there's, 52 different state DOTs, if you count D.C. and Puerto Rico. Each one of them are trying to drive down deaths, and they learn from each other. And then they share that information with their local governments.
Here in Maryland and also in Virginia, you've got county subdivisions, which have a lot of say over the roads. D.C. is a single city government. So how does it get down to the county? And in some parts of the country, it's even the municipal level that owns and controls the streets.
Right. So at the Federal Highway Administration, we have the Highway Safety Improvement Program. It's over a $2 billion per year program. And that money does go to the states, but a lot of the states actually take that money and provide that to some of the local agencies. So that money can be put to use on any public road. There are 4 million miles of public roads in this country, and that money is can be used for any of those roadways.
Tell us about this competition. How does that work?
Well, what we do is every other year we have an effort where we solicit applications from all over the country. Any kind of government can apply, state, local, tribal, municipal. Sometimes public-private partnerships get involved where there's both a government aspect to it and also private involvement. And we recognize usually up to about 10 noteworthy practices from around the country. And these can be projects that are innovative. We love to see stuff that are low cost that can be transferred all around the country, and really an efficient use of money, and also proven through data analysis to reduce deaths. Every other year, we develop a award program for these winners, and then we transfer that information all over the country to other governments so they can see what they've done.
And Michael, what is the federal role in this whole contest?
So essentially, the Federal Highway Administration has a cooperative agreement with the Roadway Safety Foundation, and it's through this partnership that we run this Roadway Safety Awards program together. And we're very interested in recognizing noteworthy practices from around the country. There are a lot of great things that are happening in a number of different state and local agencies. And by shining a light on these projects that are actually saving lives, it allows us to give visibility to projects that other state and local agencies can learn from and actually start to implement some of these safety improvements in their own communities.
We're speaking with Michael Griffith, Director of the Federal Highway Administration's Office of Safety Technology, and Greg Cohen, Executive Director of the Roadway Safety Foundation. And a question about the foundation: do the vehicle people also participate in the foundation, or is it simply the governments that build roads?
Yeah, the vehicle folks do participate. We have a great involvement from both folks that are in the safety industries for roads and also vehicles. We have an advisory committee that's made up of government and private sector. So we have folks like the Transportation Research Board, the AAA, a couple different car companies are interested in this, a couple tire companies.
But where the main rubber focus, meets the road, literally.
Yeah, yeah. The main focus is what can we do on the roads to make a crash more survivable and to prevent those very, very serious injuries.
And I imagine there's an increasing amount of technology in road work because of sensors embedded that also connect with other systems, lighting, notification of public safety and emergency services, that kind of thing going on too. True?
In fact, we're even working on a project. You know how you have a 1 to 5 star safety rating for your car? We're working on a project where we're mapping roads for 1 to 5 star safety ratings on our roads, and it's all based on high-tech coding. And you can even do that without the crash data, which is pretty cool. But technology is a huge way forward, and hopefully one day technology will help us get to zero deaths on our roads.
And Michael, the agencies that get the awards from this contest, are they eligible for grants from DOT?
Not exactly. I mean, basically what we're doing is we're giving special recognition to these agencies. We actually hold an award ceremony on Capitol Hill later in the year, so it really allows them to get special attention at their agencies. But when, like I was mentioning, the Highway Safety Improvement Program, that money directly goes to the states. It's a formula-based program. And the states will see that these local agencies are doing great things in their communities. And that's a way for local agencies to go ask the states for potentially some funding for more projects like the ones that they've implemented.
So it's really a way to spread best practices among many agencies. And that puts them in a better position to get federal money if they adopt those practices.
Absolutely.
Hey, one of the things that we love about this program is that often the engineers and the planners that do this work are kind of the unsung heroes of transportation agencies. They're not the high level folks. And, you know, they're saving lives, but we don't know how many lives are saved. We don't know who they are, but we know that they're doing some great work, and they often are not, these projects are often not the projects that get the politicians out for ribbon cuttings. They're not the major new highway projects, even though those do improve safety. They're the little projects, and sometimes they're something like changing the edge of the road so that the drop-off isn't so bad, or putting in that high-friction servicing so the motorcycle doesn't fly off the curve. And giving those folks some attention and appreciation is what this is all about.
So my two big questions are, what are some of the state-of-the-art developments in preventing potholes, which are a big safety issue, and secondly, keeping deer off the road?
In terms of potholes, I'm not sure I have a good answer. I'm not a pavement expert.
Nobody's figured that one out yet.
Well, our pavement people, I mean, they are certainly advancing new technologies and innovations. So the pavements continue to get more durable, last longer. But potholes, I think, are going to be around for a while.
Has anyone come up with an anti-animal type of, radar or zapping system to keep them from crossing, at least when there's a car coming?
There have been some very low-cost technologies and very expensive technologies. There's everything from little red reflectors on the side of the road that represent predators that keep animals away from the road, all the way to, in some cases, whole tunnels to keep deer from crossing interstates. It really varies depending where you are in the country.
So what's in store for the 2017 program, the competition, and what's going to happen next?
Well, right now the application period is open, and this is a great opportunity for us to get the word out. Obviously, we want to see some interest from the local communities here, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. And Greg, I think, when's the application period end?
It ends on June 9th, and then we'll have our awards selected in July by a Blue Ribbon panel, and the recognitions on the Capitol Hill will be in November.
Greg Cohen is Executive Director of the Roadway Safety Foundation, and Michael Griffith, Director of the Federal Highway Administration's Office of Safety Technology. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Find links to more about the competition, a list of the recent winners, and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.